Hello, everyone. Welcome to the BTR podcast, PlanSource Eclipse Conference Edition. Today, we have myself, Jamie Ferguson. I am the BTR PlanSource team lead, along with Jamie Betteridge, one of our project managers, and Nicole Kaufman, a configuration analyst on our team. We had the privilege to attend the 4th annual PlanSource Eclipse Conference, which was held in Park City, Utah this past July. And let me tell you, PlanSource knows how to give us a variety of topics and fun at a conference. They ranged from HR-related topics to technology, of course. I mean, it's PlanSource. This year's theme was Elevate, which was a really good progression from the 2018 theme of Simplify. And oh my gosh, let's talk about that guest keynote speaker, Aaron Ralston.
Right, so this is Nicole from the PlanSource team. Aaron gave a very gripping presentation to just kick off the entire series. And if you don't know Aaron off the top of your head, he is the gentleman who 127 hours, the documentary is actually based off of his experience. He had gone solo hiking and had the unfortunate experience of getting his arm stuck between the wall of the canyon and a 600 or 500 pound boulder. So he was stuck there for 127 hours. And the whole idea of his presentation was that while everyone might not be able to actually relate to that exact situation, he wouldn't wish it on anybody, by the way, the general idea is the same. So everyone has their hurdle. Everyone has their item, whether it's in the workplace or even at home, which he kind of hit home with. Everyone has their struggle or their boulder that they need to work to overcome. And he does make a really good point of saying that it's not necessarily going to be easy. If it were easy, it wouldn't be a boulder, right? But with the ability to identify what motivates you, really hone in on that, focus on it, and then cultivate an idea and a strategy to make it work and overcome it, anyone can really be successful. So that really stuck with me, and I highly recommend watching the video once it's posted, but it did help me personally take a step back and look at maybe benefits in the larger context and see the bigger picture. But what do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. He was such a great positive speaker about his idea, finding your boulder. Like, really? Like, that's, it seems so simple, but it really is a huge obstacle and something that we can all relate to, even though his experience was much different. Let's say, you know, it's a very powerful message, a great way to start the conference and the speakers. We've all chatted about this, about having, you know, the ones that kind of stuck out to us and those speakers that spoke to us, like, at least it felt like they're speaking directly to us on certain topics. And I want to kick this one off because I really liked this, and it was expanding the HR mindset. Really, it's Kate Biscoff. She is with Thrive HR Law and Consulting in Minneapolis. She does preface that, yes, she is a lawyer, but please don't hold it against her, which I find she's very funny and really allowed us to be comfortable with what she was talking about. But her message was from pushing paper to pushing people. And that caught my attention. You know, the topic hits home for a lot of us. You know, we push paper. Paper is getting in the way of success in HR. That's a huge topic because we're all, you know, handbooks, forms, documents, policies, you know, yes, technology is going to help get rid of that paper. So that's a big theme, especially with us being we're in technology. But we can't forget about the human connection. So she provides two ways or two simple questions, let's say, to really connect with people and keep the human in human resources. You know, how are you doing and how can I help? I can't even believe how simple of a topic that is, honestly, if you think about how easy it is to ask people those questions and how much of an impact they're going to give. So it really shows we all have a role in the success of an employee or another person that we work with. You know, people at times do not know that there's areas or people that can help them unless you ask or you kind of get involved and ask these questions. So I really found that these were very poignant messages, considering, you know, there were quite a bit of HR and brokers in the audience. Jamie Betteridge, we're ready to hear from you. What speaker resonated with you?
Well, you know, it's actually the whole session that resonated with me, and I had two speakers for this one. So I had the pleasure of attending a breakout session called Not Your Mama's Benefit Communications. It was with Jessica Bonar of Advanced Benefits and Nancy Sansom. You probably heard her name before. She's with PlanSource. You know, I really thought that this one was super interesting because, you know, all you hear lately is that technology is in, paper is out when it comes to benefit communication. But, you know, Jessica was actually saying that you need to know your audience and you need to be open to communicating in a variety of ways. You know, some of the examples she said was like emails, text messages, postcards, videos, you know, anything you can do to get the word out. And she expressed a lot to be creative, you know. One of the examples that I thought was really great that she used that kind of brought it home for me was that you may have the spouse at home. They're the ones who actually log into the BIN admin system and make the decisions, or maybe they just make the decisions on a whole, and maybe the employee does log in. However, you need to get some information home to that spouse, and you can have a handout, you can send an email, but sometimes, let's just be honest, it does not make it home to the spouse. So one of the things that she pointed out was send a postcard home. You know, that way the spouse has a good chance of seeing it, and then they can have all that those decisions ready for their open enrollment, and they know to reach out if they need more information. So I thought that was really an awesome point that she made. You know, and Nancy, she was sharing a statistic with us that, you know, only 30% of employees perceive value in their benefits, and nearly 50% of employees don't understand their benefits. She also said that employees are on average only spending 18 minutes during an enrollment session making decisions. And you know, the most common reason people said is because they are not being entertained. I thought that was really fascinating. You know, employers, they spend a lot of time and put a lot of effort into benefit planning for their employees. And to know that only 50% of employees are actually confident in the benefit decisions that they made last OE, I mean, I feel like that's just a huge opportunity for us to up our communication game for sure. So that's the session that really resonated with me. How about you, Nicole?
Awesome. Thanks, Jamie. So I'm going to take a step sideways and we're going to kind of address the elephant in the room. Bradley Knox, Senior VP and Counsel for Federal Relations of Aflac, actually did a great job of addressing the elephant in the room, which is politics. The very nature of the healthcare industry is the carriers and the employers and the administrators all need to be very reactive given the circumstances and the situation at a political national level. Now, with that being said, I think Bradley did a wonderful job of actually presenting on the perception of healthcare, not necessarily the particular about party lines, because we don't even want to go there with that sort of discussion. But he did do a really interesting job of highlighting some statistics that I think caused, at least for me, a light bulb to kind of go off and see how individuals in the market perceive healthcare and how that might differentiate from how maybe administrators think the individuals perceive healthcare. So bear with me. I mean, I'm going to start throwing a few numbers at you guys, but just we'll get there and it's worthwhile. Aflac's research shows that 75% of consumers are satisfied with their health plan, compared to only 45% who say that they're actually satisfied with the healthcare system. So while individuals might have their opinions about how things are at the national level, most of the time the employees are actually satisfied with what's being offered through their employer, which is a great start. In addition to that, 42% stated that comprehensive coverage is a top reason for satisfaction with their plan, followed closely by affordability at 41%, and the choice of doctors made available to them at 32%. following that thought process, the cost is overwhelmingly the number one reason for dissatisfaction with the plan. And it's stated that 78% of survey respondents followed the cost as a downside, with cost was overwhelmingly indicated as the number one reason of dissatisfaction with the plan. A close second to that was inadequate coverage at 45% and surprise bills at 18%. So those surprise bills would be something where you maybe thought that it was covered by your employer plan only to find out, surprise, it's not. Finally, 61% say lowering healthcare costs is truly the most important priority to them as a consumer, but also to help improve the U.S. healthcare system. Again, Bradley did not go into political subsets with that particular statistic, but at least he did call attention to the fact that the overwhelming majority are focused on cutting costs when possible, while not negatively impacting the coverage available to them. So that was my big takeaway from one of the breakout sessions, but we definitely can't forget about technology. Jamie, do you want to take the lead on that one?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely, you know, where we kind of excel, obviously, with technology, and kind of where we find a lot of good information at the Plan Source Conference. One of the big ones that came out was a big announcement by Plan Source about a new program that they are doing or starting to do called Boost. So they want to take the technology credits that help subsidize client sites and simplify the method and requirements. In 2018, PlanSource worked with 21 different carrier programs to pass these credits to clients, and each of those carriers have a different formula and process to come up with those credits. So it makes billing and all of the other things that come with the administrative side of that to be kind of a nightmare and difficult to manage over a long period of time. So PlanSource has come up with this Boost program, and it's designed to reduce the complex billing for all parties involved, including helping carriers streamline their technology contributions. And it's kind of, if you think about it, a little revolutionary because nobody else is doing this yet, and they're really looking to streamline and kind of lead the charge on fixing this process without disrupting what clients are receiving, because it's a really good benefit to them to get these subsidies. So one of the other big things that kind of came up in part of this is they're looking to include API integrations along with the Boost program. Guardian is the first carrier to participate, and they already have an API in place for EDI, so they're looking at doing the API for benefit enrollments as well. Another big theme throughout the conference that we saw technology-wise was the idea and the thought of API and integrations. This is huge because it really gets away from some of that paper I was talking about earlier that we're trying to push everywhere. EDI is good, API is better. So there's a lot of shift happening, and we heard that from a number of the speakers and the carriers about that kind of shift to this new updated type of technology, which Nicole, I think you know something and saw something that may be shifting for PlanSource too.
Right. So they have in the pipeline this awesome tool called a Renewal Express. It kind of gives brokers and clients the ability to really initiate and manage the renewal on their own. Right now, it's more convenient and better set for success for smaller renewals, maybe rate changes, even adding or removing some basic plans. They did a great demonstration of that. And the PlanSource team recognizes that while those are nice, that's not necessarily always going to be the case. So as an employer or a broker were to walk through the Renewal Express tool, the system will actually flag when a broker partner, such as BTR, or maybe if you have PlanSource Direct, the proper party will then reach out to the administrator or the client to gather additional information and do the heavy lifting still on your behalf. So it's not as though the support system that you have in place is being removed entirely. It's just giving you guys access to the tools to kind of take it and run with it to the best of your abilities. And kind of taking it and running with it, they also had a voice-activated tech. So, Jamie, what were your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, you want to talk about going to the next futuristic area? You know, the Renewal Express sounds great for our brokers and, you know, getting information to us and us being able to help turn around those renewals, it sounds like in a little bit of a faster pace by gathering that information. But man, so Anita Mazzell, she's the president and COO of PlanSource. She did a demonstration of one of the coolest things I have seen for an employee or admins to be able to use. She demoed using Amazon's Alexa to do a benefit enrollment on stage with Alexa sitting next to her. It was amazing. So voice activated technology being the future. She did let us know that, you know, it was noted that 65% of people with smart speaker devices can't imagine life without it. It's going to be interesting to see actually doing a voice activated enrollment in PlanSource in the future. It's so neat and advanced. I can't wait to see it. But, you know, in the meantime, there were some other cool things that I think, Jamie, you had saw and you had mentioned to us about communications.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I attended Eclipse 2 years ago as well, and I remember PlanSource talking about the communications module then, and I was so excited about it. So this year, though, you know, the idea that benefits are year-round business, that was, they hit on that so many times throughout the conference. So one of the things that PlanSource is doing is they've improved their communications module so they can really help you to support that year-round system usage and year-round messaging. So some of the future enhancements that we can expect to see for the communications module is they're going to have an analytics analytics in the audit trail. Pretty soon, you're going to have the ability to send text messages. Right now, you can send emails, and you can even choose to change the from email address when you use the communications module, but soon we'll be able to add text messaging to that. And we know that text messages have a much higher open rate than emails do, so I'm very excited to see that addition come in. And then also soon we're going to be able to add attachments to the emails that we send through the communications module. And I know that is super important for our clients. So we'll be happy to see that. I'm really excited to see how our clients are going to improve their benefit communication using this tool. So Jamie, what did you think about the PlanSource University that they told us about?
I think this may be a little bit of a game changer for our users, for us, for other admins. It really is going to open up quite a bit of doors as far as learning. For those who don't know, PlanSource has a section called PlanSource University where they have done online learning courses based on different things such as, you know, the EOI approval process, new hire processing, how to process a life event. It's really great, short little e-learning items. We're all getting used to this. Our kids are getting used to this. But PlanSource did a really good job on creating these. But now, on top of that, they're adding what they call PlanSource communities, which is going to be so cool because it's going to provide us, any of the users, a forum to connect over frequently asked questions, feature requests, industry trends, the platform changes, and anything else that maybe be out there that we'd want information on. It's such a good way to direct connect with other users of PlanSource and to PlanSource to ask questions and give feedback. You know, we all work in email all day. We may not have contact with other PlanSource users, so this is going to give us a great forum to be able to do that, and I'm really excited. Well, I think that covers quite a bit of stuff for everybody today. We had a lot of great information. There was a lot of amazing speakers that we didn't even cover today on this podcast. There's way too many to share today with you, but please don't forget to check out our blog post for additional notes and speaker information and takeaways. It's really one of the greatest conferences that I've been at. A lot of good information, a lot of fun. If you have the opportunity to attend PlanSource Eclipse, we highly recommend it. I rode a mechanical bull, just to let you know. We do have photos, so there is proof. And really fun. toot my own horn here a little bit, but it's also good for BTR. I, Jamie Ferguson, was awarded the PlanSource Super User for the Elevate 2019 award. So you all are in good hands at BTR with all of our staff, and we're really excited to bring these and future blog posts and podcasts to you. We hope you have a great afternoon or day.